Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim of Klaus HaMaches, and we're learning Simon Hay, which deals with the concept called Heder Mitzvah. So the Chayodim continues and gets involved in a Machloikis Rishonim, how to understand the following Gemara. There's a Gemara about Bekama on Daf Tesim Beis that Reb Zera says that Heder Mitzvah Achlish B'Mitzvah. Heder Mitzvah is up to one third of the Mitzvah. And the Gemara has a question, how do we define a third? But there's Machlokes Rishonim exactly what's the scenario that we're referring to. Tosfos learns we're talking about the following situation. A person bought an esrog already, and he bought an esrog which was the minimum size, and now he finds a second esrog which is larger. So he should replace the first esrog with the second esrog. That's it's a third larger than the first esrog, so it's worthwhile to do that. So we're discussing a unique halacha of size. The Mishnah Berurah says it's not limited to the case of an esrog; it would be relevant by other mitzvahs as well. If you bought, as it were, the minimum type of a mitzvah, you have a shofar which is the minimum size. You have a sefer Torah which is the minimum size. You can find a larger one, a nicer one. You should be mahadar, that's a form of hiddur mitzvah. The person should do so. That's how Tosfos learns. Rashi learns the scenario is a person comes to do a mitzvah and he finds two sefer Torah available to purchase. He hasn't purchased either of them yet. One costs more than the other. So you should add on and buy the nicer one. If the cost of the nicer one is up to a shlish of the smaller one. So for argument's sake, so he has two esrogim to buy. One esrog costs $50. Another esrog costs $60. You should spend $60 and buy the nicer esrog because the difference in price between the two is less than a shlish. Yeah, one esrog costs $50, what you're planning to spend. There's another esrog which costs $90. You're not going to spend buy the nicer one which costs $90. Because of the mitzvah, hiddur mitzvah. If you want to, that's fine. And the Gemara says a person who goes beyond the shlish is Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bershom will pay him back, not only in Olam HaBa, but even Olam HaZev. He's willing to go above and beyond for the purpose of mitzvahs. But you're not mechayev to do that. But up to a shlish, a person has a responsibility to add the extra money to be able to buy the nicer esrog. So a person has two sefer Torah available to buy. One of them costs $50,000. One of them costs $65,000. So it's $15,000 more. That's less than a shlish of the $50,000. So he should do so. He should pay the extra money and buy it. Obviously, he has the extra money to do that. Let's say one of them costs $50,000 and one of them costs $70,000. So if you calculate $50,000 and divide it into three parts, it's $18,000, $18,666. Well, this is $20,000. It's more than a third of $50,000. The Gemara says an interesting way to calculate shlish. But you know, when you add it on, it's less than a third of the total. $75,000 is $25,000 times three. So you add $25,000, that's one third of the total. You only had $20,000, it's less than a third of the total. So the Gemara's question, which one is considered the shlish that we're referring to? The shlish starting of $50,000, or the shlish of the total money that you're going to be paying at the end? You should pay a third of the total money you're going to spend up to be able to spend it. So up to $25,000 is a third of the money you're going to spend. So basically what you do is you take the number 50, you divide it in half. So that's two halves, and you add one more half, so you have three halves. Three $25,000 units. Each one is a third of the total. So you add it on a third of the total amount that you're spending. So that's a shalom gemara. But either way, and we'll talk about that more, the chayim is going to get involved in that calculation. But the hisnayel of the mitzvah tells you buy the nicer one because the cost is up to a shlish. But I'm not looking to spend more than a shlish to be able to buy that nicer one. It sounds like from Rashi, if a person purchased one already, he's not mechayev to sell it to buy the nicer one. But if he has a choice of two of them presented to him, he should spend the extra money to buy the nicer one. So the Chayorim is going to get involved in this machlokes between Rashi and Tosis, and he's going to go with Tosis. But he's going to add a connection to Tosis' approach. According to Rashi, we're discussing value. According to Tosis, the similar understanding of Tosis, we're discussing that there's a question of minimum shear, and you should spend more. You found one which is larger, to spend more money to be able to buy the larger one. How much do you spend? You should spend up to a third of the cost to be able to buy the larger one. Now, somebody in Tosis says the echad b'galim menos shlish, it's a third larger. Tosis seems to be discussing that the size is larger. Chayim is going to understand it means that the size is larger and the cost is up to a shlish. So, we'll read the language of the Chayim inside in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.